Hello, and welcome to the Extreme Improv Podcast. Now, if you couldn't tell, in case you're listening to this much later down the line and not listening to it, the moment it drops, this is our Extreme Improv Podcast Halloween special. It was recorded when we were doing our live shows at the Brighton Horror Fest, live from Brighton. Performing on today's episode is myself, David Postansky, is Brighton's own Annie Harris, is Ellie Gill and James Little. What you're going to hear is a recording of our live show at the Brighton Horror Fest. I will just say very quickly, do make sure you hit subscribe. You can find our Facebook and Twitter and all these other links from our website, which is www.extremeimprov.co.uk. And we hope it sends some spine-tingling, spooky feelings for you on this Halloween special.
Hello! Hello! This is an interactive show, so we're going to need you to respond to us. Do you think you can do that?
Yeah!
Yeah, absolutely. So, this is Extreme Improv. Oh, he's taking photos as well. Get some leg in there, get some thigh. No, get the thigh. Yes, this is it. Right. Okay, so this is Extreme Improv Halloween Mayhem, and this is our first time in Brighton. Make some noise if you're from Brighton. Yay! Make some noise if you're not from Brighton. Right, yeah, it's a split in the room, So what this is it's going to be a Halloween special, so we're going to do everything based on scary stories, scary films and everything. So without further ado, let's introduce the other performers to the stage. Make some noise for James! Yay! Woo! Ellie! And Brighton's own Annie! Okay. So, this is Extreme Improv, and we have the Extreme Improv Championship right here.
Ooh! I'm blinded by
a shiny. Yeah, I know, it's really shiny. So, we're going to decide who the champions are playing improv games, so we're going to need lots of suggestions from you. But because it is our Halloween special, we're going to need suggestions that have a Halloween theme, horror film theme.
Spooky,
tingly, scary.
Tingly?
I don't know. that's legitimate, spine tingling.
Oh, right. I thought like Durex Tingle Lube when I heard that.
Absolutely. Okay, so just to get the ball rolling, can I have a suggestion of a famous horror film?
Nightmare
on Elm Street. Excellent. Also, and then another one.
Shining.
The Shining, yeah, fantastic. Some of the classics here. Can I have a suggestion of perhaps like a mythological creature?
A pumpkin minotaur.
That's definitely not a real thing.
Amazing.
Is it?
Well, the mythological creatures generally
don't
tend to be
real.
A unicorn's not real.
Can I have a suggestion of something that scares you?
Bread.
Oh. You gluten intolerant.
Monogamy.
Okay, so we're going to leave lots of these suggestions. So to begin with, if I just check out what we're going to be doing, I'm going to start with a scary story. James. Everyone else leave the stage, just leave James alone. Can I have a suggestion from our audience of something else other than bread, although bread may come into it, that scares you?
Carrots.
Maybe.
You have a lot of dietary requirements, don't you? Okay, so bread and carrots scare you, we'll let you use either. So, this is the Night of the Carrots story. James, you will have 90 seconds to tell your story. Here you go.
There was once a young girl who went down into the woods and decided to dig, for that's what young girls do. And as she dig and got deeper and deeper, she saw a luminous orange coming from within, and she reached inside, picked it up, and it was indeed a carrot. But it was an orange, glowing carrot. She was shocked at the powers that this carrot could possess and dug it down and ran away to tell everyone about the mysterious carrot that was deep inside the woods. She got her family, her parents, to come. They were carrot experts, to tell them about this mysterious carrot that was deep within the ground. As they began to dig deeper and deeper and deeper, they found there was no carrot there. the carrot disappeared. Where was the carrot, the girl asked. It was not there. And the time you would tell me how long this carrot would take to get found, how long are we on, Mr. David?
You have 20 seconds.
20 seconds. But deeper they dug, and deeper and deeper. And then she looked inside her mother and father's eyes. And inside the eyes was the carrot. It had got dislodged inside. And they became carrots.
And that is 9 seconds. Make some noise for James. Yay! Ellie, sure. You will come to stage. So, Ellie has lost something. Where did she lose them?
In a rabbit hole.
In a rabbit hole. This is still in the theme of carrots, isn't it?
Just bakery and arts.
Okay. So, someone has gone missing.
Oh, I like it, yeah.
Down the rabbit hole. Tell us your 90-second scary story. Take it away.
So 1 minute, it was there. And then, it was gone. My little green five-legged reindeer. And I mean, I've had it since I was born. It's my favourite thing. And then this little rabbit came along and it said, it was late for a very important date. And this rabbit, this was a scary rabbit, had blood running down its fur. And it was running along and it took my green five-legged unicorn under its arm, but it's walked around its neck down the rabbit hole. And I got down and I shouted, "Oi, you ugly rabbit blood thing, give me my five-legged green unicorn back." I've forgotten what I'm calling my thing now.
Reindeer.
Reindeer? It wasn't a unicorn, thank you. Reindeer back. So all I got back was, "You will not have it. I'm eating lots of cake with Alice in Wonderland." So what I did was, I got inside the hole. Like so. Thank you. And in it was loads of five-legged green reindeer. And
oh, and that is 90 seconds. Make some noise. Left on a cliffhanger. Right. So, Annie.
Yes.
Do you want to start some music for yourself and then come to stage? Can I have a suggestion for Annie's story? Of a method of murder.
Poison.
By a rubber chicken.
You can use either of those combination or poison or a rubber chicken or poisoned by a rubber chicken. We'll find out in this 90-second tale of terror. Go.
There wasn't a gap in the curtain.
Hello, children. Welcome to story time. I see you're all sitting incredibly comfortably. Yes? Good. You. What's your name, sir?
Jeff.
That's not true, is it? What is your name?
Curtis.
Good.
Sorry.
Curtis?
Yeah.
Have you ever been poisoned?
No. Sorry. Yes. Yes.
Good. Yes. Well done. You in the front row, not holding the equipment. What is your name?
James.
James! Have you ever been poisoned by a rubber chicken?
Yes.
You have? And how was it, James? How did you find it? Pleasurable or not so pleasurable?
No, it was sickening.
Sickening. Ooh. You, in the back row with the lovely blazer that makes you look like a politician. No, you. You. Yes, you.
A blazer?
A blazer. Yes. A cardigan. I know what things are. A lovely, beautiful cardigan. You, madam, have you ever heard of the tail.
Oh, and that is second. So, Penny, you make your turn. I'm going to give you a timer, though.
Oh.
So there will be one for me.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
Can we have a suggestion for something that scares you, please? And it doesn't have to be scary. You know, it can be...
Like carrots or
bread. Yeah, like carrots or monogamy. Anything. The subject of nightmares. What's a classic nightmare? Someone tell me a classic nightmare.
Letter U. Okay.
I like that. I have like dreams about being chased or like my teeth falling out, but the letter U, that is terrifying. Okay, are you ready?
Yes.
3, 2, 1, go.
Not many people know the history of my childhood. I was a premature baby. It wasn't an ordinary pregnancy. It was a somewhat extraordinary birth, you may say. You see, Mama was desperate. Absolutely desperate for the lavatory. So, when she sat down and did her business, there was an incident. I shot from her body. I was in the U-bend. It took 3 men and all their strength, tugging on the still attached umbilical cord to retrieve me. My mother. Mama, I would say. What was it like when I was born? And she would tell me this story. You've just heard it. And she would look at me and she would say, you. You. And I'd say, me. Me. But I knew what she meant, because on her deathbed, as I smothered her with a pillow, I'd say, okay, so all of the performers back to stage. Ladies and gentlemen, as I said, this is extreme championship improv.
Championship.
So,
thank you.
The question is, whose story do you think was best? And this will decide who is the current extreme improv champion. Make some noise if you think it was our first storyteller, James. Make some noise.
Oh yeah, you feel.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It was Ellie.
See, I told you.
Give a thunderous clap if you thought it was Annie.
Oh, that was better. That was good.
Well, make some noise if you think it was me. Seriously?
Yeah.
Well,
I wrapped myself in a fucking curtain. Like, seriously.
You know what? It's Halloween, and you get a headless horseman. You were the opposite. You were just there.
Maybe we should do that thing where you opened up the curtain.
Oh, yeah. Maybe we will.
I should have, and then I would have.
So, moving on. Next up, we will have a scene performed for you. Can I have a suggestion of a well-known horror movie?
Nightmare.
We had that one.
What's your favourite one?
Yeah.
Give Friday, real...
Friday the 13th.
I watched Signs of the Lambs recently.
Well, I love that film.
For a while.
So, we'll probably come to that later. I don't think they've got many in the can.
Yeah.
Right, so we will go.
I think I have to go to
Friday the 13th. We will come to Nightmare on Elm Street later, but Friday the 13th. These guys are going to form a scene set within the world of Friday the 13th. And they've never watched
it. I've never seen it!
You've seen
it?
No!
Nightmare on Elm Street?
No! I'm not going to lie.
You knew what the show was we were doing, guys!
I know!
Okay.
I can watch all of them.
Well, this is going to be a film coincidentally called Friday the 13th. It may be different from what your expectations are.
Have you seen it?
No.
Okay, so... These guys will start the scene. Annie will join at some point.
She will.
Yes. And action.
Do you know the date, my love?
Oh my God! It's not, is it?
I believe it is.
That's the time, my love. The date is on the calendar. Just here.
I have it on my watch also. You know, just there. There, just there. Yeah, it's quite small. Friday the 13th.
Friday the 13th. What happens on Friday the 13th?
That's when the sheep enter your face.
The sheep!
Oh my god!
Are they here now?
Let me look.
We have to get...
see them!
Are they coming? We have to get the farmer who controls the sheep!
Burn it!
Burn it!
Help us!
Burn it, my feet, Bernard.
Come in, Burn it! Come in! Into my... Is this the door?
Enter your what, madam? Sorry, there we are, and I just
need a pen.
I'm going to walk like this because I live on a farm.
Thank you, Burn it.
Freeze!
Can I have a suggestion from our audience? Of an emotion. Despair.
Terrified?
Thank you. Okay, we'll start with despair. Continue this scene with an overwhelming sense of despair.
Bernard!
Bernard! You have to help us, Bernard!
No, please!
Be like the sheep in his face, Bernard!
They're coming out!
What am I going to do? I'm just a fool.
Bernard, you can talk to them, can't you?
Talk to the sheep?
In a sheep language.
No, I just don't think that I'm going to be good enough, you know? It's going to be really shy.
But you might die! Like, I mean, I'm happy with that. Sheep. It's really annoying, but...
I really want to die.
Freeze! Can I have a suggestion of a profession?
Taxidermist.
You're a real weirdo.
I like him. Taxidermist.
You are all taxidermists. Continue the scene. Same story as if you were taxidermists.
But think about it. Right. If those sheep did come and eat his face,
yeah.
Then he could die and we could stuff them for our new collection. So we don't have any sheep.
No. Even better, you could stuff me.
That's what we just said.
Yeah.
Listen up.
I've got a sheep coming out of my ears, so it's quite difficult.
Yeah, but seriously, I really like putting stuff inside dead stuff.
Can I have a time period?
The
1930s. The 1930s. Continue the scene as if it were the 1930s.
Well, I say that I'm suddenly turning into some kind of character. This is how they all talked in the 1930s, the world from the East Coast.
I can't really comment because I've got to go make sandwiches.
Okay, you go make sandwiches. Get out of here. Now that boy's gone.
Gotta get them now.
Yes, Selma Market.
Okay,
yeah,
great.
I'm going to put them on to Wall Street and then
Wall Street. Put a pin on that.
Oh my god.
Get it going again.
Can you make me a scarf from that?
What else happened in the 1930s?
Freeze!
No, no!
There wasn't a war.
Can I have a suggestion? A genre of theatre?
No.
Okay, well, if you want to just say no, but fair enough. What do you say no?
Japanese.
No theatre.
Oh my god! Okay.
These guys won't know it, but
that's okay. I can see that.
Yeah, so okay, difficult. And go for it.
You sheep, come out! Come out, the sheep.
How can I help you with your sheep? I am Grace Master Guru.
Can you help?
Help sheep.
Freeze! Can I have a suggestion of a different stereotype? Oh, I'm joking. And sing! Get rid of all! Right. Wow. I don't know what to say on that, but we will move quickly on.
My goodness.
Can I have a suggestion of a theme for a dramatic monologue? This is like a one-to-one personal joke. Okay, so what is it?
Brilliant.
Five penguins contemplating pizza.
Okay, James? okay.
Yes, yeah, come to the stage. It was going to be me, but then I heard it.
You're
right, okay. So five penguins doing what?
Contemplating pizza.
Contemplating pizza. That is the theme for this dramatic monologue in this horror-themed show. Okay, you will have 30 seconds to perform this dramatic monologue. Here you go.
I am one of six penguins. Brothers, five I had. Five little brothers. Down the street they went, thinking about their favourite food. And you'll never guess what their favourite food was. Quack, quack, quack. It was pizza. But the pizza was poison to the penguins. And one by one, by two, by three, by four, by five.
30 seconds.
So, this is a game we call verbatim. And in it, the performers will have 30 seconds. I guess I'll go next then, Elliot. Right, I will have 30 seconds now to try to recreate James' original monologue. Someone who I can trust.
Give it to the audience.
Okay.
3, 2, 1, go.
I am a penguin. And I am one of six penguins. I have five little brothers. Quack, quack, quack. And we went down the road. And when we were down there, we thought we would get a bite to eat. I'm doing the same voice as the last one. And it was pizza. But pizza is poison if you're a penguin.
Oh,
they're gone! Ellie.
How much
over
was that?
37
seconds.
Okay, cool. Ellie, hopefully you're paying attention this time. Ellie will now have 30 seconds to try to recreate what I just did. So she's recreating my version of James' original monologue. You ready, Ellie? Come to stage.
3, 2, 1, go.
I am a penguin. And I have five brothers. And one day we went down the road, round the corner, and went to a pizza place. I'm doing the same voice as I did last time. I had brothers, and then they were like, wah, 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 penguins, and we didn't know what pizza to have.
Oh, and that is 30 seconds. Make some noise for Ellie. So, in this game of verbatim, normally we stop there, but since we only have four competitors today for the championship, which will be online, Annie, come to stage, and you will have 30 seconds to recreate.
Oh, I thought it wasn't
going to
be me, because
two
penguins.
Okay, and here you go.
Oh, fucking hell. I'm a penguin, I guess? I'm a penguin. I was checking my Facebook at this point. Something about pizza. Five, yeah, that, quack. Then we went down the road. Stop listening around now. Squeak.
And that is 30 seconds! Make some noise for Annie! So, normally this is a three-handed scene, but we will still continue as we usually do. James, this always goes full circle. You will now have 30 seconds to try to recreate Annie's monologue, which was a version of Ellie's monologue, which was a version of my monologue, which was a version of your original monologue. So you're not recreating yourself. You're recreating Annie. Ready? Here you go.
Penguins. Was watching. I was checking Facebook at this point, weren't I? Quiet, quiet. Quiet. It's this bit where you interrupt it. Sorry, what was it you said?
Five
penguins. Yeah. Quack, quack. There was a noise and pizza. Yeah, I wasn't watching at all.
Okay, that's 37 seconds! Well done! So performers come backstage, because this time it will once again decide who is the current champion. Now, I am the current champion, so the question is, who did the best recreation? So James's original monologue is not up for scrutiny here, it's who did the best recreation. So make some noise if you felt it was me.
Don't pity clap.
I guess I won't be holding on to this. Okay. Make some noise if you thought it was Ellie. Okay. Make some noise if you thought it was Annie. She is from Brighton. Okay. No hometown hero. Okay. Or make some noise if you thought it was James. I love it. He was just like, I'm going to get my hands as wide as they can before they do the first part. So, Ellie, you won that.
Yay!
So, moving things rapidly on, we are going to do a scene which will have myself, it will have Annie, in fact it will have all of us on stage, guys. And what it is, it's called Alliteration Anarchy.
Okay.
Anarchy. Okay. Can I have a suggestion of an important object?
A xylophone.
So, within this scene, we're each going to be assigned a letter, and we have to try and make as many of the words we say begin with that letter as possible. So can I have a suggestion of a letter of the alphabet for James?
K.
K. A letter of the alphabet for Ellie?
S.
F. Ooh. Whoa! Some freaky science fiction shit happening here. Can I have a suggestion of a letter of the alphabet for me?
Z.
Right. I know what to do. Right, okay. And can I have a suggestion of a letter of the alphabet for Annie?
F.
What was that?
F.
Right. That's her favourite letter anyway. Okay. Annie, return to stage. And this is a horror scene about the mysterious, important... Remember, we're doing horror, guys. The mysterious, important xylophone.
Fuck! I've lost my fucking xylophone!
Zara?
Yes, Frederick?
Say that simply.
Ah, I fucking forgot that you're French, you Frederick face. Hi, Frederick face.
Sorry, did someone say they somewhere left their
Are you feeling fine, Fenella?
Sorry?
Are you feeling fine?
So happy it's stupid.
So happy?
So happy. It's stupid.
Zach should be here soon. Zachary! The xylophone is possessed.
For why fabricates the xylophone that furious noise?
Stop him!
That's not working. Something says to me that the sun is in the sky.
Zara!
Yes.
Something is taken over their spirits. Suddenly.
Frederick, what the fuck are we gonna do?
Shoot them with the shotgun!
Shotgun? Fuck off!
Show them the spirits of the Bible.
From far away are these phantoms.
Scared! I'm so scared! So scared! I'm sleeping. Give me some bread. That was clever.
Fill,
Am I spunky?
Missing something? Sorry?
Suddenly, because I wasn't doing much, I woke up.
Follow me, friends, into the furious fire, feasty pit of
feces?
Feces! No!
Sorry?
Follow me, friends, into the fiery pit of possession by musical instruments. Nothing begins with F.
is that what she said?
Fiddly, 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 fiddly.
And see! Oh, so the question is, why did it go away? Who made the best use of that letter? Make some noise. If you, no, sorry. Right, sorry. Make some noise if you thought it was Ellie with S. You're so cruel. The title's changing hands again. Make some noise if you thought it was James with
I enjoyed it.
Okay. Make a noise if you thought it was me with Zed.
Oh no, he's done that before. No,
no. Make a noise if
that was good.
If you thought it was Annie.
I swore
that.
Yeah.
Oh,
it was just a normal day.
I think you were the only one that didn't win, so go sit down. Right, so the way we're going to settle this,
the
with a three-way category battle, the way it works. Is we're going to say things from a category until one of us can no longer say things anymore. I want us to be out of rhythm.
I'm not wearing the white mask.
Me neither. Okay, so suggest something horror related.
Halloween.
Yeah! Yes, okay. Okay, so I'm just going to choose in with
costumes!
Halloween characters. So
characters.
Yeah, because they'll be costumes on characters.
Okay.
So we're going to name Halloween characters until someone over repeats or can't name one.
Okay.
Going round in a circle, starting here.
Sexy nurse.
Freddy Krueger.
Vampire.
Hannibal Lecter.
Frankenstein's monster.
Zombies.
Sexy zombies.
What? Oh, I lose. Right, okay, so down to these two.
I'm a woman, yeah.
Sexy,
sexy zombies.
Okay, continuing.
Are you saying you can't just have sexy in me?
Yeah,
no, because we have genuine Halloween costumes.
Yeah, okay, right.
Oh,
God. You can't fix everything up.
Yeah, okay, so.
I'll try.
Okay, now we're going to say it's blunt objects, like murder weapons.
Oh.
See what we're going for here. Ready? Don't look at me like that, James.
Don't
really
don't
look
at me like
that.
Something you kill someone with.
Like
Cluedo.
Well, whatever.
Yeah.
Right.
Weapons.
Yeah. And go.
Stick.
A baton.
Lead pipe.
Crowbar.
Pipe.
No, you said
that. Not lead
pipe. Annie is the champion. Okay. So. Okay, moving on, guys. Cool. Can I have Ellie and Annie to stage? Make some noise for them.
Yeah!
Yeah!
Yeah! Oh, guys!
So,
oh, I can't.
It does fasten.
I know it does. Can carry on, fine.
Right, so, this is going to be a traditional alphabet scene. The way it works is everything they say, the next line of dialogue is going to start with the next letter of the alphabet. So, can I have a suggestion of a different well-known horror film?
The Howling.
The Howling. Okay. Right, okay, so this
is
going to be
based
on...
Have you seen
that
one? No. Okay. That's all
right.
Right. A bit scary.
So this is going to be based on The Howling. Can I have a suggestion of a letter of the alphabet?
Bones about a dog, right?
Wolf?
Yeah.
A letter of the alphabet.
Duck.
What is it in this room?
Yeah!
Right, high five. Okay, so... Starting at W, getting back to W, you have 90 seconds. Go.
Woo!
Excuse me?
Yes.
Zebras are usually that way, aren't they?
Ah, but today the wolves are here. Hello! Ow!
But I came to see zebras.
Oh, can't help you, sorry. Maybe if you come back not at a scary time of year, because they're not very scary animals, let's be honest.
Sorry,
I'm
terrifying. Dogs, was that dogs through there?
Yeah. Dogs sometimes, but mostly scary animals, you know, the dwarves, pumpkins.
Yeah. Fred, your supervisor said there was like a zebra dog themed Halloween exhibition
Fred,
going on.
For God's sake, I am going to murder Fred one day. He is always giving people the wrong information, okay?
I have been training. I went to scary school for 3 years, okay? I spent $30,000 on this degree that's got me absolutely nowhere. Oh, yeah, and I'm here, you know? I'm like,
How do I get to see some scary animals?
I don't give a shit about your problems, love. You know what? I've got so many problems. You don't even know. And you know what? I was a really happy wolf today, and I was going to howl extra hard for you.
Juliet, it's not all sadness. Keep your hands off me, bitch!
Look,
how do you know my name?
How do you know?
Look, that is 90 seconds. Oh, didn't quite make it. Makes a noise. More. So, moving things on, Annie. Annie, I'm chasing you. Right, James, come to stage. We are now going to do another alphabet scene. This time, the alphabet is going to go backwards. This is extreme improv. Can I have a suggestion? Of. Have you seen the film Halloween?
No.
Oh, tell me a Halloween film you've seen.
What?
A horror film.
Oh, horror film. The Shining.
Okay, so this is going to be set in The Shining. We can't do everything where we don't know the characters. So.
James knows very little.
So, can I have a suggestion? Can I
do it backwards?
Can I have a suggestion of something. a new power that a person may possess?
The ability to inflate bicycle wheels.
I already have that, but it's called a pump. Okay, so a new power like The Shining or whatever, ability is... Okay, that's our basic... We'll do something with it. Can I have a suggestion of a letter of the alphabet?
Nine.
Did you say nine? Right. Did you say Z?
Z.
Did you say Z? You go J. Right, okay. So we're going to start at J and we're going to move backwards until we get back to J.
30
yeah.
60 seconds.
Yeah.
90 seconds.
Yeah.
You said
yes to
all
of them.
3, 2, 1, go!
Johnny! Here's Johnny!
Here's who?
What?
Oh, J-H, isn't it?
I.
It's you!
Here's Johnny!
Here's who?
It's going really well.
G!
Go away!
Fuck you and your little boy.
Hey. Everybody knows Bodger likes mashed potatoes.
Do you know how to pump up a bicycle?
Can you show me?
Bicycles aren't in this room.
It's the same voice again.
And there's none outside either.
Zippity-doo-dah! There's none anywhere.
You must have one somewhere. You must.
X marks the spot.
What are you doing?
Very hard work.
Under there! You don't want to go.
Tell me what you have under there.
If I can work out the letter
S.
One. S. Startling information about the bicycle power.
Red bicycles.
You.
You. Queen sized bicycles.
And
please. Okay. Well, that wasn't very good.
I'm never taking this off.
Okay. So moving on, we are going to do for you. Another scene. Can I have Ellie and James to sing to the stage? Can I have a suggestion of the last thing that gave you a nightmare? You're like, you know what's in my head? It's gonna be weird. Bread. No, go on, what?
A policeman dismantling a motorbike.
Is that an actual true story? Okay, a policeman dismantling a motorbike. Okay, yeah, no, exactly. This is a scene known as a question battle. Everything these guys say has to be a question. If they say anything that isn't a question, they will lose a life. They have 5 lives, and the way we demonstrate the loss of a life is by the loss of a limb. Once they have got no limbs left, then they lose their head and it's game over. Whoever has the most lives left, if it doesn't end within 2 minutes, wins. So, the dismantling of a motorbike. Here we go.
Officer! What are you doing there?
Are you dismantling my bike?
Is this your bike?
Does it look like anybody else's?
Is it not my bike?
What are you doing?
Why is it like this?
Can you not see? Do not touch ring on the side.
Did you touch it?
Ah.
Is that why your arm's gone? Like mine?
Why are our arms gone?
Should we find them?
Have you looked down there?
Do you want to look for me?
Should we phone for backup? That's right, isn't it?
Do you have any numbers?
Aren't you a police officer?
Do I look like one?
Why are you wearing a uniform?
Oh, I thought this was... Oh, bloody hell!
Are you okay?
Where are my arms gone?
Are you going to help or not?
I don't even... Do you know where we are?
Isn't this the main road?
Which way is home?
What does that button do?
Did you just press it? Why is it green?
Do you want to press it?
Do I look like I can press it?
Do you know anything else we can do that would get us out of here?
Have you got another bike?
Do I look like I'd have another bike?
Do you have one bike then?
What does it look like?
Is this not my bike?
And see! Oh, so James won that one. Go sit down. Annie, come stage. Ellie, you can take the time for us. Thank you. Right. We are going to do.
I'm never taking this off.
Another. It's not on the line at the moment. Right. It will be soon. Right, so can I have a suggestion? We're going to do another question battle. Can I have a suggestion of another? We are going to get there, guys. Well-known horror film. Saw, thank you.
Yeah!
So, okay, this is going to be set within the world of
Saw. I was
going to
say Saw, actually.
I could see you were going to say Saw. Right.
No, you just knocked over the microphone.
It's
definitely gone. That's going to be you from ages ago with the head.
Right, so, this is set within Saw. Can, Ellie, can you start a timer and we will play questions battle?
Go.
Do you want to play a game?
Can't you see I'm busy?
What kind of trap are you setting?
I'm not sure.
Do you think this music is appropriate for the movie Saw?
No.
Oh, wow.
What is in that water?
The only thing I can remember from the movie Saw is a tap dripping. So that's what I'm going with. I'll lose a leg for that.
Do you? What are you doing?
Sit down.
Are you supposed to be the bathroom?
We're professionals, I swear.
Did you saw off your leg?
You help me pay my rent.
And I won that one! You definitely was the champion. You made a choice, she went for it.
Look, I was committed. Okay?
She was committed. There was definite commitment. The true sign of commitment is even when an idea doesn't work, you still don't give up. Okay, I'm not the champion though. Who won the last one?
Wait, it was a draw.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Wait,
was it?
No,
it was
not. No, I chose to be on the floor.
Oh, yeah. Okay, then guys, both of you come to stage.
I'm going to try this with my knee.
Okay. Somehow we're going to have a three-way question battle. It has never been done before. I thought you'd make some noise for that. Right, so this will be a three-way question battle. Can I have a suggestion of a classic horror book?
Oh.
Oh,
the woman, the dog.
Cujo.
Yes, Cujo.
Okay, Stephen King, Cujo. Right, it's about a dog. Right, okay. Question battle, three-way version. Ready to start the timer?
Yeah. Three, two, one, go.
Is your dog dead?
Have you killed my dog?
Was that your dog in the road?
Didn't you try to save him?
Were you the one that ran him over?
Does he often run in the road like that?
Is this my dog that died 10 years ago?
Is this not the one that died just now?
You killed Mavens?
I don't know what that
is. Was that dog black with white stripes?
And then, why are you asking her?
She found the dog, did she not?
Yes.
Can you hear something?
What was that?
Can you hear Annie?
Is that Annie howling in the corner?
Did you name your dog Annie?
Is it coming from the lighthouse?
Do you think that's a good name for a dog?
What is that fog over there?
Why is it green?
Annie?
How many more horror cliches can we fit into the scene?
Annie, is that you out there?
Annie died this morning.
Was she the body that you were digging up?
You like necrophilia!
What's going on?
Is that a question?
No.
What happened?
Will you come with me?
Are you proposing?
Do you want to be my ghost bride?
And see!
Well, I didn't know how many lives you have.
Of all of them.
James is the champion! So, moving on, I've no idea how long we've left. Okay, yeah, we've got ages. My god, this really is dragging on, isn't it, guys? Jesus Christ.
Okay. Interval.
Okay, so. Okay, we can have a break. Who wants to leave? No, okay. So. Can I have Annie to stage? So, we are in Brighton. Annie is going to speak about the ghosts of Brighton. Did you know there are ghosts in Brighton?
Yes.
Yes, I'm sure you did. Yeah, I go to the pub with them. Right, okay. When Annie likes to get to the stage, Annie is a ghost. Right, okay. Annie is going to attempt to tell you the story of the ghosts of Brighton with 1 minute. She is not allowed to repeat any words. She is not allowed to hesitate, which means going like or having extended pauses. And she's speaking about the ghost of Brighton, so she's not allowed to deviate from it. Mm-hmm. It seems very familiar to you, doesn't it? It's just a minute, that's right. But it's the extreme version. She's not allowed to repeat even small words like a or the. If at any point...
We're also not allowed to call it just a minute for copyright reasons.
Just a monologue, we call it. Okay. So... you're going to try and tell this ghost story. If anyone hears that she's broken one of these rules, they're just going to shout freeze, and they're going to come in and take over telling the story. And you have just a minute. Here you go.
In 1836, there was a young girl. Her name? Jodie. Sometimes, that ghost would... Let's say girl!
Fuck.
Damn.
Continuing the story, here you go.
But Jodie was not the only ghost who roams the area known as Brighton.
Think!
Annie, you're back in. Continue.
Other ghosts go by many mononyms, being Donald, Gerald, Jeffrey. Jeffrey.
You'll tell me to stop.
Sorry, go, yeah.
Jodie came into my bedroom last night, creeping up the pillow towards my face.
Mike!
What?
Oh, shit.
Okay. 3 seconds to go.
3 seconds.
Go. Free! That's just new.
Yeah, change your
I said set! Oh.
And go.
Ghost
and
he
made
ghost.
It. Oh! Nice. James keeps the championship there. So we're going to move things on. This is going to be a scene for myself, for James, and for Annie. And what this is called Stand, Sit, Bend.
My favourite.
I love it.
At any time, someone must be standing, someone must be sitting, and someone must be bending. Can I have a Can I have a suggestion of something not scary from the real world?
Psychopath.
They are definitely scary.
I don't know
okay,
what it is.
A psychopath. Where
oh,
you got
honey.
A psychopath. Yeah, you do.
Psychopath.
Okay, about psychopaths. One of us must be standing. One of us must be sitting. One of us must be bending. Here we go.
You have got some explaining to do, young man. I went out there on my bicyclette this morning.
Your bicyclette?
My bicyclette, because
yes.
I'm from the West Country again, but also French. And I went out and I came off my bicyclette, or bicyclette, if you're living in Spain.
Oh no, and what happened?
Oh, well, I'll tell you what happened.
Right.
I suddenly am from the...
Yes, tell me.
Yeah, right, what's happened is that I went out on my bicyclette this morning.
You've already said that part!
Oh, terrible. I want to sit down, I'm very stressed. I can't remember what I was trying to say. And I encountered, I'm suddenly from a different part, I've got one of those things when you bump your head.
Concussion!
Yes! And you're accent, that's what I was looking for! I knew it! Stop patting me, it's very stressed!
Oh, you're upsetting me!
It's okay, alright.
I've been looking after you.
What I was trying to say to you is...
Don't touch me, woman!
Okay. What I'm trying to say is that I fell off my bicycle and...
Well, for heaven's sake, sit down!
Okay, yes. Yes, I got...
Wait! Oh. Officer! Since you don't really have a character yet.
I wasn't that.
Officer!
Yes. Officer!
Yes.
Me! This is another...
Hello, hello, hello.
This is another incident.
An incident of what?
On the cycled path by the psychopath.
Oh! Yeah.
The psychopath cycle path.
Yes.
Where they've all come from.
Make up your mind, you can't hunt.
I'm thinking, but also clarity.
Yes. Look, evidence.
It's from the psychopath of
Don't
the
touch the
That's
evidence!
My blood, you fiend! Unhand it! Much better.
Are you the psychopath psychopath?
I am the psychopath psychopath!
Arrest her!
Sometimes...
I'm not the officer, you are! We're all standing!
I can't take
this. Oh god! I'm not lying in the scene!
Freeze! Just because we're getting people lay down. Ellie, come and join in as lay down. Right.
I'm going to call in reinforcements!
Watch out! On that bicycle! No! Another victim!
Disaster!
My mission is complete. I have murdered more people.
Are you well?
Wait! Does that mean that you are the psychopath?
I think I can get
that. Oh! Oh.
But no, you have to stay so I can draw you!
Draw me! She's
you!
He's possessed!
Yes. No!
And see! Well done! Moving on! Gosh, I don't know about a cycle, but that was a car crash! Okay, moving rapidly onwards and upwards. Annie, come to stage.
I'm sweating.
I know. Right. Annie is now going to sing a 30-second a cappella song.
Yeah, Abby! Let's go!
This is a surprise.
Okay, but she's going to be singing in character. Can I have a suggestion of a well-known horror figure?
Dracula.
Dracula. You are Dracula. And Dracula is mad about something.
White chocolate bar.
I love this guy.
Nice to meet you. Right, okay. Dracula is mad about white chocolate buttons. Annie is Count Dracula. You just love those curtains, don't you? Right. And she's going to sing a 30-second song. Here we go.
Hang on.
Here we go.
I'm Dracula. I'm Dracula. I was in my house yesteryear. It is a big great castle with the pointy ears like me, because I am a Dracula. I am a Dracula. Click with me, everybody. I walked into my castle and I looked in my tin, and I am expecting to find something in the tin to eat. Cause I'm a Dracula.
Hey, make some noise for Eddie! Fantastic,
well done. Okay, James, come to stage.
Oh, yes!
So, I'm not going to do it verbatim, he's going to do someone else.
Oh, right, okay, no.
So, can I have a suggestion of a different well-known horror character?
Frankenstein.
Van Helsing.
Oh.
Ooh.
Well, gave a dip.
Which would you prefer?
Frankenstein, obviously.
Right, Frankenstein. Easier. Yeah, exactly. Okay. Frankenstein is in love with something. What?
Size.
Kitten.
Size 10 volts.
Size 10 volts. No, you're just like size. Right, okay. Frankenstein is in love with size 10 volts. You have 30 seconds to sing a song. Here you go.
I thought my life was in that beast, but it turns out my life is in these bees. I like how they are so sharp, and it died my pointy heart at its meat, and burns, and suddenly to the ground I fall. The monster above me, so big, so tall.
And that is 30 seconds, make some noise for him! Okay, right, can I have another suggestion of a well-known horror character?
The Blob.
The Blob.
Yes!
Okay, and the Blob is scared of something. What?
Children.
Children. What was this the other one?
I said children.
Children, okay.
Yeah.
So, I will sing a 30 seconds.
Do you want to start with our music?
No.
Alright.
Right, ready? Tell me when to start.
3, 2, 1, go!
I don't know what to do. I am really going through something bad. It's not fair. When I go to the fun fair, I see them. Are they men? No, they're not. They are children. I am scared. I feel such a knob. I wish I was a better blob.
Time.
Yay! Okay. Fantastic. Ellie comes to stage.
Right. I have no idea who it is.
Well, what's the Blob?
Right. Oh, you didn't know?
No, it's blue. I think it's like a 1950s movie. Okay, yeah. Can I have a suggestion of a well-known horror character?
Well-known, I will know.
Jason.
Who?
Jason.
Friday the 13th.
They've
only made like 12
Jack
movies.
Jack Skellington.
Jack Skellington.
Who's that? Oh my god.
What about like Mrs. Leggett from Sweeney Todd?
Hang on, wait.
Oh yeah,
Who's this?
He's just got a song.
Like,
oh yeah.
Yeah, it's fine.
Alright.
Mrs.
Leggett. No, it's what's the character?
From Sweeney Todd.
Okay, yeah. Wow. Okay, you can't do their song.
The worst pies in London!
Okay, so. Something that this character is ambivalent about.
Pies!
Pies. No,
no,
something else.
Centipedes.
Centipedes. The
what's
human.
Again?
What centipedes?
Ambivalent.
Oh, you're not sure one way or other. No, I haven't really got a feeling about it either way. Okay. Oh, we should have done the human centipede.
I don't know.
Right. Okay.
No,
so
that would be. That's it's not enough.
Ready? You have 30 seconds
and go. Well, I don't know how I feel about centipedes. Some days I want to put them in my pies, and some days I just think I don't know why. Because I love, but I hate centipedes. And I just think, boo, 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 boo. I could like centipedes, but I'm not sure. And then I grab a load and put them in me dough. Roll them up, give them to Sweeney Todd. And then
and
I
that is time! All the corners back today! So!
Who decided from this? Annie, I think the belt is back there. Who left it?
Was
it
Jay?
Right, okay. Who decided in this, which was our final game? Who is the leaving here as the extreme for champion. Are you the current champion?
No, James is.
Oh, James is.
So
okay.
Yeah.
Make some noise if you thought it was Annie!
It was Dracula!
Make some noise. Who are you? If it was Frankenstein! Make some noise! It was the blob!
Yeah,
make some noise if you liked her pies!
Yay!
And Billy, you are the winner!
I've never won
before! In front of champion! Yes! Right, okay, so thank you very much, that's our show now!
And so, I am back in the studio, and that was our Halloween special. Make sure you subscribe and share and tell all your friends about the Extreme Improv podcast, and make sure that they come back and listen to many more episodes in the future. And the future, I'll stop this stupid Halloween-y voice, it's making it really hard to get my train of thought. Anyway, so www.extremeimprov.co.uk. You can also buy tickets for our next live show, which is at the Lewisham Fringe Festival, and that's on the 14th of November. All the details and goodness will be on our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/extremeimprov. You should follow us on Twitter at extremeimpro without the V on the end, because some other bugger already got that. And yeah, see yous laters.